Okay, so we're in the middle of the midah of the She'eris Nachalasai. The She'eris Nachalasai, that Hashem treats us as relatives. And we, therefore, Hashem has a special yachas to us. He treats us like kroivim, he treats us like relatives. And that's a special kesher that we have with him. Why does he treat us like a relative? Why does Hashem treat us so special? It's not just Rachmanos, like, oh, wow, Hashem is a Rachman. It's because we're quote-unquote blood relatives. Because our neshama comes from a chelik of HaKavim Ma'al, and it's a chelik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol, and therefore, when it comes to us, we're like blood relatives. We share blood. Now, says the Ramak, this is the attitude that you're supposed to have when you, for other Jews, if you want Hashem to treat you like a relative, then you need to realize that your neshama comes from a makom elyon, and in that makom elyon is where you share that connection with all of Klal Yisrael. So he says a few amazing things on this. So he says like this, Kach ha'adam im chaveiro, so too a person with his friend. All the Jewish people are related to each other. All the neshamas come from one place. And since all the neshamas come from one place, therefore, we're related. Everyone has a portion of the other person in them. That, therefore, Chazal say, Eino dome merubim ha'oisim es ha-mitzvah to a yachid that does a mitzvah. It's not the same when one person does a mitzvah than when he does it as a group doing a mitzvah. Why? What's the difference? Even when a group does a mitzvah, it's just a bunch of individuals. So what's the difference whether a lot of individuals are doing it or one person is doing it? What's the difference? The answer is because each one is adding cumulatively to the whole. So now it's the whole part of my neshama only has 1/10 of it doing a mitzvah, because there's other parts that are not, people in my group that are not. Now, another person comes in and does a mitzvah. Now, 2/10 of my neshama has a mitzvah to it. So the more people doing a mitzvah, the more kedusha we're adding to everyone's neshama, not just to our own. V'lakach, pirshu chazal, he brings a chazal, that if you have 10 people for a minyan, the first 10 people get sechar as if they're 100. They get the reward for the next 100. So what does this mean? So this gets very Kabbalistic, but he says like this. He says, "Hanimna me'asar rishonim b'beis haknesses afilu me'a boim acharav mekabel sechar kulam." Why 100? Me'a mamish k'mashmoy mipnei, because the asara hinklulim elu b'elu. The concept of a minyan is because there are 10 midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is called Asara Spheres. There's 7 spheres, which is Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Yesod, Hod, and Malchus. But besides that, there's also Chochma Bina Das. So there's 10. Those are the 10 spheres. So the 10 spheres are the 10 midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and those are the basic halakim of the neshama. When there are 10 people, they are tapping into an entirety of all 10 midos, and they're bringing down the koach of all 10 midos into the room. That's why you need 10 people for a minyan, because you need 10 pieces of the neshama so that neshama elyona is represented in all 10 midos. Now, every 10 midos really has 100 midos total. Because, as if you ever follow, let's say, the Sefiras HaOmer, so there's Chesed, Shebechesed, and then there's Chesed Shebegvura, Chesed Shebetiferes, Menetzach, Chesed Shebehod. So if you follow, each one is 10 times 10. There's 100 combinations, right? Because each one is combined with another midah. So there's 100 combinations. So that means there's 10 fundamental combinations, but all the rest are fitting into the first 10. So he says that's what Chazal are saying. That's what Chazal are being merames. Everything is very specific in Chazal. Chazal say the first 10 people coming say they're getting the schar for the 100 people. So you think it's like an exaggeration. Look, 10 people coming get schar for 100 people, a million people. No, 100 people dafka. Because that means that the 10 people that came, they brought down the koach of the first 10 midos into the room. And now everyone else coming is an expression of the first 10 midos. So they're bringing down now chesed sheba chesed, and they're bringing down the chesed of the gvura. But the etzem chesed already came down from the first guy that was chesed. So therefore, the first 10 people are the ones making the minion, and everyone after that is an expression of the next 100 expressions of the first 10. That's what he says. And some say that's why there's an inyan of 100 brachos every day, to bring out every expression of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, because there's 10 midos, the 100. It also says that that's possibly why what did he say here? That's why there was 100 Adanim in the Mishkan. Because the Mishkan was the basic representation of the Shekhinah in the world. So it needed to have 100 Adanim in the Mishkan. And Rikanti says that that's what it means that Yitzchak Avinu dug and he found Me'ah She'arim. He found 100 expressions of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in that place. So that's what this means. So the point, what does it have to do with our discussion? The point is that every person has in them an expression of Ruchnius, which is from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And everyone has an expression of Ruchnius, which was from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And once there's 10, that's a shlemus of that in you. Im kein afilu yevo me'ah, who yesh lo schar me'ah. V'chein mitam zeh, this is also pshat, that kol Yisrael arevim zeh lo zeh, that all of the Jewish people are arevim to each other. So he's saying a much deeper understanding. Why should you care about the other person? Why should you care about what he is? Why are you responsible for him? If another Jew didn't make a bracha on the shofar, and I know that, I'm allowed to go and make a bracha for him. Why am I making a bracha for him? I already made the bracha. The answer is because it's considered I'm still obligated. So why am I still obligated? The answer is because he's part of my neshama. So my neshama is not complete yet. My neshama doesn't have the full fulfillment of the mitzvah because he's part of my neshama. So the depth of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh is not just because we're responsible, but we're actually one. And the connection of the neshama is that we're one. And that's why, and if one person sins, he ruins his own part of the neshama, and he's also poigim his friend. And that's why I'm responsible for you. And that's why we're related. Now, this is a very important piece in the Bein Adam L'Machum, not just the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. There's two parts here. There's the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro that I have to care for the other person. But if you think about it from a spiritual sense, and really what it's saying is that everyone, what you do has a hashpa much further. What you do, I have a hashpa much further than just my own little thing here. So Rabbi Saul Salanter used to say that the more a yeshiva bachar is learning serious in Lita, in Lithuania, if there was a yeshiva bachar learning good, he's protecting the Jews in France from becoming apikarsim. That was what Rabbi Saul Salanter used to say. He says that when a yeshiva bachar is learning good in Lita, he protects the Jews in France from becoming apikarsim. This is the idea because sometimes the tzaddikim of the generation, that's the whole thing. A person says, well, there's a tzaddik in the generation. Well, good, but then what does that have to do with me? I never met the tzaddik. I never got a bracha from the tzaddik. I was never in the tzaddik's shiur. So what do I care about the tzaddik? So, okay, tzaddikim are if a tzaddik chas v'shalom is niftar. So, okay, look, the people that were close to him, fine, but what about me? I had nothing to do with him. The answer is when you had nothing to do with him, your neshama became more kadosh because of him. Because when that tzaddik is in the world, he's adding kedusha to the klolos nafshas Yisrael. And now everyone's neshama went down a level now. That's the point, ultimately. So everyone is connected. So the Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Lazeh is not just a halachic term that I'm responsible for you. It's a reality in how we view the connection in our neshamas to one another. I'm part of your neshama, you're part of my neshama. And therefore, this is a very big motivator piece. A person says to themselves, look, you're sitting in your house and you're learning a sefer. And you say, why are you blah? There's a lot of other things you could do. You know, go, you know, maybe you should go do something, but, you know, maybe you should go do a hashpa on somebody else in a different way. The answer is, by you learning your sefer, you're adding kedusha to all Kali Yisrael. Everyone's neshama, no matter what, even if you're sitting in your room, you know, no one knows about it. So this is the lesson that we're supposed to learn from L'she'eris Nachalosai. That if we're related to HaKadosh Baruch Hu based on this, Kal Vachomer we're related to each other based on this. So if you want, again, to benefit from the Mida of L'she'eris Nachalosai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to treat us now with rachamim, not because he feels bad for us or whatever. He wants to treat us with rachamim because he's our family. Then you have to have that attitude when you're dealing with the Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Lazeh. You have to have that attitude when dealing with each other. So that's, and we'll see. We'll finish it tomorrow. But that's the fundamental principle of this mida. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Rav. Have a good night.
Okay, great. Yeah, have a good night.
Bye.